This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Today, we're spending some time with Dr. Stephen Hoffman, coordinator of the Historic Preservation Program at Southeast Missouri State University. Dr. Hoffman talks about the Historic Preservation Program, some of the work students do, and the hands-on experience they receive, as well as some of the behind-the-scenes work that goes into saving historic buildings. I spoke with him on the television program, Focus on Southeast. Good to see you, Dr. Hoffman.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, for folks who may not be familiar, tell us about the Historic Preservation Program first.
Okay, sure. So the Historic Preservation Program is, we offer an undergraduate degree in historic preservation as well as a master's in public history. It's one of only a few in the country. I think we count like 9 undergraduate programs. It's the only one in Missouri. Yeah. And what we do is we prepare students to work in a variety of areas in the historical profession. So historic preservation, preservation of buildings and landscapes. But we also prepare students to work in museums or historic sites or archives. So basically, if you're interested in history and cultural heritage, and you want to work in that field, but you don't want to teach in a formal classroom setting, then we're the program for you.
This is a real hands-on program, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Really, from day one, I know that's, you know, now like a part of our marketing, but, you know, we've been doing it for, over 40 years. This semester, for example, students in our Intro to Historic Preservation class, one of the projects they work on is doing oral interviews. And so we're coming up to the 250th anniversary. And so we're interviewing volunteers in the various historic sites in Cape Girardeau about why they do what they do and how important it is in celebrating our history. So right from the start, students are actively engaged doing the kind of work that professional historians do.
So what are some of the challenges that you face? I mean, a lot of, you know, we hear the stories about there's great old buildings that they want to make and take them down and make a parking lot. It has to be, you probably see a lot of things where you're like, oh, they should have just saved that. Why didn't they let me know about that?
Yeah, it's, I think that challenges come from a variety of perspectives. And I think one is a funding challenge in that it can be more costly to rehab a building than to build something new. But that doesn't take into account the quality of the historic buildings, right? That the things that we build today just don't have those kinds of finishes or that structure. And so I think that, you know, finding the funding stack to put buildings back in service can be a challenge. And there are historic tax credits and things like that, but it's a process. So partly it's an awareness of that property owners may not be aware that they could access these resources. And, you know, I think sometimes people have a short-term perspective, right, and aren't really thinking about the long term and the quality of the larger built environment.
A lot of these older buildings, they were just built so much better, and I have this sense that a lot of care and craftsmanship went into building some of these buildings.
I think that we're really fortunate in Cape Girardeau that we have saved some of our really historic buildings. Mm-hmm. And certainly on campus, Academic Hall, I think when you walk through those halls and you see those finishes and just the quality and care that went into that building, as compared to some of the things that we're building today that go up very quickly and they're not going to be around in 100 years. We also have the Marquette Tower, and if you get to go in the lobby there, mm-hmm. I think you just really see that appreciation for beauty and quality and permanence that is often not reflected in today's construction.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, I know you work with Old Town Cape a lot.
Yes.
There's been a lot of work with them, and I know the Broadway Theater was something, I know you took students through that. Talk about some of those projects, those are really interesting.
Yeah, so partly we try to introduce students to the to the whole process from touring, vacant dilapidated buildings that are in the sort of the pre-rehab stage, as well as what the final products can be. The Broadway Theater has been a, you know, a decades long, you know, project, and I've taken many students through there, and it was a project that really came right down, you know, literally to the last minute, that there were two votes for the city council agenda, and one was, you know, to rehab it, and one was to demolish it, so we really feel fortunate that even though it wasn't put back into service as a venue, it still is a presence there on Broadway, and I think that that's important. One of the things that we do in the program, and we use the Broadway Theater a couple of times for this, but we also have been working with other properties over the years, is to take students into a vacant property and then have them go through the steps of creating a feasibility assessment. Okay. What would be a good way to put this building back into service? We've been fortunate to collaborate with the construction management program and the entrepreneurship program, and so construction management gives us our design teams, and entrepreneurship provides, you know, business consultants, and then we learn all the different pieces that go into trying to figure out what would be a good use that mm-hmm. would be a return on investment that would protect this building and put it into service for the future. So we really try to build that into what we have students do in the coursework.
We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
So when you go through the program like this with students, are they surprised at all of the facets and all of the things that go into maybe saving a building?
They are. I mean, I think that sometimes people who have a love of history and a love of buildings are like, oh, this is a beautiful building, somebody should save it. But usually the people who own them, you know, they want to make money, right? And they're trying to figure out, well, how can I use this to make money? And so really marrying those two perspectives and understanding the elements that go into you know, the different kinds of financial incentives you know, the constraints that you might have, you know, with the character defining features. I think it is pretty eye opening for students, but they are then empowered to be able to bring that out into the world, into the communities that they will be in the future.
Very interesting. Dr. Stephen Hoffman, always good to talk with you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
We've been going public with Dr. Stephen Hoffman, coordinator of the Historic Preservation Program at Southeast Missouri State University. To hear more conversations, visit krcu.org. And don't forget to subscribe to the Going Public podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts.